Major news out of NASA today as the space agency has announced plans to launch a chimpanzee directly into the sun by 2030. We've got the latest on NASA's bold new mission. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and if you can hear my voice right now, congratulations! You're The Topical's 1 billionth listener. To claim your prize, scream "I won" into your phone right now to hear how you can qualify for a free 5-day cruise on the Grand Princess Cruise Ship Line. Offer only lasts until the end of this episode, and The Topical cannot be held responsible for any illness or death related to sailing the beautiful wide seas upon a Grand Princess line. Congratulations, and stay with us. NASA is once again looking to further our knowledge of the universe and the effects it has on life here on Earth, which is exactly why the space agency has announced it is now planning to launch a chimpanzee into the sun within the next 10 years. The science world is calling the efforts a crucial step forward in solar exploration and better understanding how species react to being deposited into the sun's 27 million degree plasma core. For more on this monumental mission, we're joined by OPR science reporter Rebecca Neal.
Hi, Leslie.
Rebecca, how does NASA plan on pulling this off?
Well, I spoke with NASA's lead on the mission, Thomas Daines, and he told me the chimpanzee will be put in a capsule that will contain several sophisticated instruments that would monitor how the animal reacts as it plunges into a burning ball of gas 865,000 miles in diameter. Here's Daines with some more details.
The heat sensors to the chimpanzee's body will provide us with real-time data about what he's experiencing as he's pulled in by the sun's gravity. As a close biological relative to our species, we believe his skin will react similarly to the sun's extreme heat and aggressive UV radiation. And hypothetically, his body will disintegrate at a similar rate to human beings.
Right, and if the mission is successful?
Hopefully, what we learn from this mission will pave the way for sending human astronauts into the sun on a regular basis.
So is the idea here that there could maybe one day be a permanent colony on the sun for humans to get launched to and evaporate in a hellish fire on a regular basis?
Well, Dane said that is a long-term goal, but first they need to monitor how the chimpanzee handles the sun's 10,000-degree surface.
Right, patience is key. Now, this is a bold mission, but not the first of its kind, correct?
That's right. A mission like this has happened before, but on a smaller scale. For example, on NASA's first attempt to land on the moon with Apollo 11, the agency strapped an unprotected duck to the side of the space shuttle.
Ooh.
The duck perished immediately upon takeoff, which helped NASA understand the benefits of being inside the capsule as opposed to outside of it when shooting toward space.
Yeah.
They've also experimented with abandoning several elephants on Mars and sending a capsule full of turtles deep into the void of space to be consumed by a black hole. These have all been instrumental to the revolutionary undertaking NASA announced today.
Definitely. What are the chances of something going wrong?
Well, space travel is inherently dangerous. As many Americans still remember, several horses never even made it into orbit aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger.
Right.
But Daines told me that they plan on testing their launch model thousands of times to ensure that the chimpanzee reaches the sun's core safely before anything goes wrong on its way there.
Does NASA have any idea who will be manning this mission to the sun?
NASA is keeping its potential chimpanzee roster under wraps right now, but sources tell me the leading candidate is a 7-year-old chimpanzee named Bobo, currently taking up residence at Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. NASA didn't confirm or deny that Bobo would be chosen for the mission, but cameras did catch him going into NASA's headquarters to be put in the aero trim.
Oh yeah, isn't that the thing that twirls astronauts around to see how long it takes before they puke?
Yes, it's used to test stamina, and we have leaked audio actually from Bobo's session. Here it is.
Mark time 45 minutes, 8 seconds. Test subject in light distress.
Well, I didn't hear him puke. Looks like Bobo might have this.
Fingers crossed.
Indeed. I gotta say, I'd never thought I'd see something quite this spectacular in my lifetime. Can't wait to watch that chimp fry with my stepson, Derek. He loves space. Thanks for the report, Rebecca. That's OPR's Rebecca Neal. We'll be back in a moment.
In 2007... TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a six-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
Well, folks, it's always important to take a step back, assess yourself, and know when enough is enough. Being bombarded with constant news and hot takes, fear and anger, well, it can do irreparable harm on one's mental health, and sometimes it's important to take a break for some much-needed self-care. So we're going to help you do just that and end today's episode right here so you can spend some time doing something you enjoy, hopefully with someone you care about. But don't worry, we'll be right back here next week, rested and refreshed. We'll see you then. Oh, man, I can't believe you fell for that. You should have seen your face. You were so happy. God, that's funny. Oh, here's what else you need to know today. I really had you going. Oh, man. A troubling new report out today has found that America no longer leads the world in building your own burger. Once a global powerhouse of customized toppings, the study found the U.S. now significantly lags behind other nations in their ability to choose between pretzel buns and Kaiser rolls, as well as cheese types and inclusion of bacon. It's just sad how far this once great nation has fallen. And if you're feeling sad and isolated amid this pandemic, the nation's psychologists have some helpful advice for you today. Leading mental health experts have found that the best method for fighting depression is to be riding downhill on a bicycle while emitting a high-pitched whee! Ooh, I might have to grab my stepson Derek's bike and give that a try. And good news for those of you looking for some relief, Del Monte has announced they'll be unveiling a brand new line of extended-release maximum-strength peaches. I don't have anything else to say about this one. I can't take peaches. They make me drowsy. All right, now that's really it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast. Otherwise, I'll probably get furloughed. I'll still have to read you the news every day. OPR just won't pay me. So really, it's worse for me than it is for you, but still pretty bad all around. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll see you right back here on Monday. Have a great weekend.